ATMH Mobile.
Good morning, Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the network. Interesting courtesy tones.
Hey there, Mr. Jim. I got the 2-6 back online yesterday. The computer that was running it was unhappy. I rebooted it and it came back, but I don't want to have to keep rebooting it, so we ended up replacing it. It's online, and we re-imaged it with a new version of All-Star, so it's all good to go.
Okay. Yeah, I heard a lot of activity with you and Joe. I didn't know what you were doing, but okay. Just wanted to give you a signal report. I don't know which repeater I was listening to. It had the interesting courtesy tones. I think it was 2-6. I'm over on 1-9 right now.
Yeah, you were probably hearing 2-6. It. I put a fancy courtesy tone on there because I got bored.
Well, getting bored is part of the challenge. So, okay, well, just like I said, I wanted to say good morning and hello to you. Have a great day. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. We'll listen and be entertained.
Sounds good, Mr. Jim. You have a 150 here for me as well. Thank you, mate.
KCA, BSU, testing, 12345. Can somebody tell if I'm making it in?
Hey, you're making it, Toby.
Okay. Hey, I can't get in on DMR. Is that down still?
I thought I heard somebody use it yesterday or the day before. It should be working.
I just tried from the house on the HC in three different spots. I'm not making it.
All right. I'll give it a look at it when I get home today.
Okay, talk to you later. KCA BSU.
Thank you, Ace Mobile.
KBSWR Mobile.
KC8, VSU.
Hello, radio. This is W8RR. North on today. RRM based. We're looking. Anybody on up north?
KC8 VSU.
Romeo Echo Hotel.
Jim, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Brad, November 8, Juliet X-ray, Quebec.
Mike, Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Zulu Echo. Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Jonah, Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo X-ray Foxtrot.
Yeah, just one or two doubles, but I think I got most of them there. I think I've got Ward, who is in NAWK. I've got Rob, W8REJ. I've got Bob, KV8FVJ. I've got Mike, KV8REH. I've got Jim, AC8DG. I've got Brad, N8JXQ. Mike, KE8UZE. Tony, KD8FBZ. And Caleb, KD8. I got that wrong. KC8KFX. I'll come back and get that correct on you, Caleb. I'm sorry. Anybody else we've missed here?
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
And Kevin, KF8AGY, who writes the most Cherry G. Anybody else?
A correction. This is Mike, KE8UZK.
Mike, KE8UZK. Gotcha. Anybody else?
Second correction. It's not Caleb, it's Jonah, and it's KP8KXF.
All right, Jonah. Sorry about that one. I heard Caleb. I don't know what's going on with me today. But anyway, let's go to the top of the list with Ward. Ward, NAWK. Ward, can you give me your location and any messages to pass? Let's go to Rob, I believe, in beautiful downtown Beulah. W8REJ, Rob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is W8REJ, Rob in beautiful downtown Beulah. 26 degrees, snowing on and off. Snowing, we just came back from Bible study, and it was snowing pretty good on 31 south of Beulah. So it's just an intermittent thing, I think.
Out of the roads are very slick back tonight, so yeah, watch out on the roads out there. Let's go to Mike, KV8REH. Mike, location, any messages or announcements?
Good evening, Glenn. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Village Kingsley, no traffic this time back tonight.
Jim, AC8BG. Jim, your location, any messages?
ACHG, northern half of Leelanau County, no messages. That's that.
Brad, N8JXQ. Brad, your location, any messages?
This is N8JXQ in Traverse City, no traffic.
Mike, T8UZK. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
K8UZK. No messages, no traffic. I'm in Central Lake.
Thanks for checking in. Let's go to Tony, T-E-A-Z. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Tony, no messages to pass. Back to net.
Jonah, KC8KFX. Excuse me. I'm going to get this right, Jonah. KD8, KC8. KFX, sorry, Jonah, I'm glitching on you here. Your location messages to pass.
This is Jonah, Central Leelanau County, no messages to pass, KP8KXF.
And let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Sometimes I can't read my own handwriting. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8DGY. Location is southwest Spider Lake, and other than the light snow that's been passing through, I have no messages, no priority traffic. Back to you next call.
All right, we're going to do some digital messaging again. Keep practicing this. You have a board meeting that will be tomorrow at 7 o'clock at my office at 5123 North Royal Drive. You don't have to be a board meeting member. Please join us. We'll be talking about the upcoming year and some exciting plans for T-Barge and some training. In that light, Mike Vandermeer and I are looking to get together some ICS courses if you're involved with emergency communications. You might want to 100, 200, 700, 800 courses, and we'll be talking about those courses as kind of universally needed for a lot of different things, both for T-Barge and a lot of other activities. gives you an idea of what goes on in incident command. All right, tonight we're going to do a really quick message just that ICS course. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Message as follows. Bob, what's your location and messages to pass?
KBHSCJ located in Neston City, Benedict County, no traffic. And I know you had some time off, you got to be retrained, so I'll give you a pass on this one.
You know, this getting old sucks, I'm telling you. It takes a while to get back into the swing of things. Anybody get that message? Anybody?
Boy, I'll tell you, I didn't, and I can't understand what my problem is. I'm wondering if maybe I inadvertently messed with one of the settings.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, full copy. Tony, KE8SVC, full copy.
Brad, NAKXQ, I got something. It looks like a header, but there's not really any text attached to it.
If you saw a header, slide over, slide across the display, and go to the inbox. Sometimes it looks like junk. If you don't have it in your inbox, you didn't get it. For anyone who would like to join us in this, I might have a couple of free, yes, I said free, Amazon tablets. If you have an Android phone, I'll be glad to help you put software into your phone. And I have actually, Santa brought me a new printer, a battery-powered, itty-bitty little guy, so you can print messages in the field, and I'll be demonstrating that to everybody. So if you want some help, you want some practice, you're welcome to join us tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I'll be glad to go over the messaging service. And we're going to be doing a little bit more advanced stuff, how to email, data storage, and a few other things. So that's coming. That's it for me, everybody. I want to thank everybody for checking in, and looking forward to 2025. All right, this is KGTC. I'm going to turn it over to the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. Thank you all.
KTTC, thanks very much, from W8TCM. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. The purpose of the Mesh Net is to connect with our and build our ham community, and to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area, and to have some fun. The Mesh Net and the use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in to the Mesh Net. This is Scott, WX1J, Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet, and I'll be at a control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. I'd like to remind everybody that tomorrow morning is Breakfast with Hams at JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield, 9 a.m. Everybody's welcome. And as Glenn just mentioned, the tomorrow night is the January Board of Directors meeting and the Officers meeting at 5123 North Royal Drive. It starts at 7 p.m. All members are welcome to attend, and if you need your handheld programmed or have a question, you can bring that tomorrow night as well. So we checked in three groups on the MeshNet. First, we go for time-constrained stations, short-time stations. Then we'll do Echo Link, and third, general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You can give me your call sign and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station that I heard, and then we'll go to the next check-in. This helps us manage the doubles and makes the check-in process a little more efficient. This is W8TCM, Net Control, for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins for this evening for short-time or time-constrained stations. First short-time station, please check. Call now. Word, N8WK, I have you. Next short-time check-in.
Hello,
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Jamie? And Rob, you're on the list as well. Next short time check-in, please.
November 8, Papa Quebec, Jamie.
New call, welcome, Annie. Papa Quebec, Jay, I have you. Next short time check-in. So it appears we're continuing our holiday short time list. Ward, NAWK, go ahead with your transmission, and stand by Rob. I'm sorry to say that we got zero out of that. Your audio is so low that your receivers, you're holding the repeater, but your audio is so low that we really got nothing. I don't know if you tried talking closer to the mic. If you want to give it another try, why don't you do that now? Okay, Ward, thanks. We did hear something there that time. We did hear your voice, but your audio is way down low. We might want to take a look at your radio, your antenna, something like that. Anyway, thanks for checking in this evening. Great to hear you as always, and look forward to seeing you maybe tomorrow night. Rob, W8REJ, please go ahead and stand by J.
Well, good evening. This is W8REJ, Rob, in beautiful downtown Beulah again. And just got back from our Monday night men's Bible study, and we broke up early because of the weather and the roads were so nasty. So usually I'm not back home until 8:30, 8:45. So anywho, just been sitting here for the last few minutes. I have a friend in Coldwater, and she has some diaries from one of her predecessors there. And these are from 1911, and she's done this diary, transcribed it, and put it out here for, I want to say at least 8 years that I can see, and we're into 1911 now. So it's really interesting to look back at what they have to say. So, other than that, one of these days I will have to make it to the breakfast. However, 8 o'clock in Tragic City is 9 o'clock is not one of my favorite things to do. So, but anyway, we will make it there one of these days, I promise. So, alrighty, that's all I've got. We'll say 7-3 to all. God bless everybody. Have a great rest of the week, and enjoy the best of your new year. W8REJ, Claire.
Hey, Rob, thanks very much for joining us this evening, and glad you're able to make it back home safe from Bible study. Yeah, I know what you mean about Traverse City rush hour traffic around 9 o'clock. But Airport Drive actually flows fairly nicely at that time, and if you're coming in from the west, you just come down Airport Road and turn. I park in the same parking lot as the Apple Bakery, Bagels, and that's the bigger parking lot, easier to get in and out of, and the traffic flows pretty well. So look forward to seeing you there one of these days, and good luck with your diaries. That 1911, but there's some amazing stories in there, so thanks for bringing that up. Jay, any Papa Quebec, go ahead with your transmission, and we'll do another standby.
Yeah, good evening. It's Connect Control on the left of the crew that's on. I'm located over here in Atlanta, Michigan, and this is actually the first time I paid up my equipment in a couple of years, so I was wondering if it was still working. Hi, Hank. Other than that, not a whole lot going on here, just sitting down to see what I got and how I want to rearrange my shack here, and and just make sure everything's up and running properly. With that, I'll go ahead and give it back to Net Control from N8DQ.
Right, Jerry, well, you can be very proud of your signal. It's full quieting and no snap, crackle, pop. It's very solid into the repeater. It looks like you might be coming through a series of repeaters, but the link into Traverse City is very nice, high quality also. Appreciate that. We look forward to hearing more from you in the future. NAPQ, W8TCM, thanks very much for joining us this evening. This is W8TCM, Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. I'll stand by again to see if we have any additional short-time stations, and we'll move on to the rest of our check-ins. Next short time.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Okay, Sierra Uniform on DMR440.5.
Tom, I have you. And in the woodwork. And the other person who tried to check in, I did not get your call. Please call now.
That was KCABSU, said he was in and out.
Okay, thanks a lot for the transmission relay. KCABSU, in and out. We have you. Thanks a lot for checking in, Andy. WBAWIV, go ahead, Tom.
Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, that was Colby, KCABSU. Right? Yeah, I just closed well there. That was good.
Checking in with us this evening. Nice to hear you as always, and good luck with your work tomorrow. If you don't get on tomorrow morning, at least maybe you can stay home and make snowmen. That'd be fun as well. And thanks, Toby, for checking in for In and Out. We've got you. And at this time, I'd like to move to Echolink. Echolink and All Stars. First Echolink All Star check in, please call now.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
And, Mike, I have you on Echo Link or All Star. Thanks for checking in, Mike. This is W8TCM, Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Looking for Echo Link or All Star check-ins. Please call now.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Kevin, all the way from the Indiana state line, you are as well on the list. Next Echo Link station.
Here is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights.
Hey, Dave, I have you. Any additional check-ins on Echolink, please? Okay, none heard. We'll now move to general check-ins. This is for anybody, anywhere, anytime, any mode. General check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. First general check-in, please call now.
This is Kevin Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, and Yankee.
Kevin, I have you on the list. Next general check-in.
Kilo, Echo, Zero, Bravo, Kevin.
Kevin, very nice signal this evening, nice and strong. KE8SBW, I have you. Next general check-in.
W8FIK, Peaceful Tom, Garfield Township.
Okay, Tom, FIK, I have you. Next general check-in.
Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas.
Nicholas, nice to hear you on the air this evening. That's great to hear you. Thanks for checking in. Next general check-in for the Monday Evening Social, Arnett.
This is Brad, November 8th, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec.
And Brad, you are on the list. Next general check-in, please.
November, Sierra, 8, Victoria, all.
Another new call, November S, NS8V, I have you. Next general check-in, please.
Kilo, Echo, 8, Uniform, Zulu, Echo, Mike.
K-E-8-U-Z-E, I have you, Mike. Next general check-in, please.
Kilo, Echo, 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu, Tony.
Tony, I have you. Thanks very much for checking in. Looking forward to additional check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Please call net control now.
I have to correct my last friend. It said that the Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Zulu Echo, the last letter isn't Echo, it's Kilo. I don't know where my mind was. I guess I've had too much Christmas time.
Okay, Mike, I have a correction on your call. Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Zulu. And you're welcome anyway. You can stay. Okay. Tony was the last one. Is there any additional check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net before we begin our rounds?
Kilo 8, Victor, November Alpha, John, Interlocking.
John, you're on the list. Any additional check-ins? Okay, that's quite a good list. We'll call that the list at the moment. We'll go through the list of rounds, and then I'll come back and do an additional check-in for anyone else who would like to check in at that time. Let's go all the way to the top of the list, and Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Mike, go ahead with your transmission. Stand by Kevin in Indiana.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Mike, Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Tried to get in on a short time there, but I think the RF stations were walking on me. But not a whole lot new. Had a little bit of HF antenna issues. Had the top two sections of my antenna there. And it, somehow I got folded over into a 45 degree on each one, so that was an interesting ordeal to fight and I'm trying to get it apart, but the funny thing is it's still tuned up and it still worked even though it was messed up, but had two more top sections I put in there, my last two, and I think the antenna is finally on its way out, but mess with that when it gets warmer. And other than that, not a whole lot else going on. Got the board meeting tomorrow night. And an elections at the end of the month. So, other than that, we will pass it back over to you.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in this evening. Thanks for the reminder also that tomorrow night's board meeting, we'll be working on a slate of officers and board members to be elected at the end of the month at the general meeting. So, if anyone has been part of that, tomorrow night's your night. Be fun to be there. Kevin, KD9WWU, go ahead with your transmission and stand by Dave in Sterling Heights.
Hey, thanks, Scott, at W8TCM. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform, coming from Northwest Indiana with a beautiful 26 degrees. And we've been set in here for the winds to come out of north-northwest, or actually north-northeast, because that's when we get our lake effect snow. But right now we are currently enjoying, and I do mean enjoying, our freezing drizzle, soon to be turning to snow about 1 o'clock in the morning. So we have not really had a major snow at all this season. So looking forward to that. And look at all the people for get part of that snow and get that snow in their blood again. So anyways, I missed last week's check-in. I missed it by a whole entire hour. It says, hey, it's 8 o'clock, but it's 8 o'clock Central Time, not Eastern Time. So kind of missed that. So anyways, Happy New Year to everybody. I missed saying that last week. So anyways, this is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
All right, Kevin, well, I'm glad you're happy and able to enjoy the snow. Some of us up here have had a little bit of it for a while, so we've worn our snow shovels out in some cases. But it'll be around for a little while longer. It looks like the snow kind of has actually kind of moved across the whole country, so everybody's getting a taste of winter, and that's what we expect in winter. Yeah. All right, thanks, Kevin. Look forward to chatting with you later. New Year to you, NN. N8WCB, Dave in Serving Heights, please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by Kevin in Spider Lake.
Net Control and everyone on the net, good evening and Happy New Year. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. Well, we're about to 23 degrees down here right now. We've had a little bit of dustings here and there, but it melts, and really nothing, thankfully nothing measurable or as far as snow is concerned, but I'm sure it'll come sooner or later. But we've got a good Christmas here and a good New Year's. I've got a plumber coming out tomorrow. We've got our sewer, main sewer line is... got to have the roots cleaned out. It's becoming a once-a-year deal here. So we'll get taken care of. And but other than that, we're just doing some ham radio down here, here and there. And my son's involved in the ARPSC, and he's the EC. And he's a lot of work being done in District 2 down here. A lot of meetings, a lot of good things happening here. So enjoying that very much. But again, wishing you all a happy new year. Good to be on the net tonight. Good net. And 73 is Net Control, N8WCB. Click.
Okay, Dave, thanks for checking in this evening. Nice to hear you. Happy New Year. And yeah, it's really good. Good things that your son's up to. You will hear him in here again next in the next couple of weeks. So always good to hear you guys in. Thanks for checking in with us, and Happy New Year. We'll now move to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission and stand by other Kevin in SBW. Go ahead, Kevin.
This is Kevin Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee. And this last week I had a couple of antenna research projects going on for portable operations. One of the things I tested was something from the 20s and 30s, spiral loop, which is essentially a mag loop with a really thin, large loop conductor. And although I got it to tune up and give a nice SWR, that antenna was put it on 40 meters, and I had the luxury of being able to switch back and forth between my 4010, which is outdoors, and the spiral loop, and even with 100% RF gain, I could not pick up a thing. I abandoned that, disassembled parts, and harvested what I could harvest, and today I built a multi-band homebrew buddy pole with a vertical option. Waiting on the stainless steel whips, and those should be here by the end of the month, so I'm really looking forward to getting some testing done on it and getting on the air with it. This was something that was put out by Bud way back, I think in 2010. He decided to put out the homebrew, and there have been various versions of that since I built the one that has both the horizontal dipoles with multi-band coils and then also has a vertical option, so I can go vertical with a single counterpoise with it. And I think that if it is what it is, it may be my go-to antenna for portable operation for a lot of things. So looking forward to that. Anyway, that's all for antenna research this week. Try this again. I lost the repeater. Talked too long. Anyway, this is KF8AGY. Back to you, Net Control, WATCM.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. I think I was just thinking as you were talking through conversations, I think one of the fun things that I would like to do this winter is just pull up a chair in the corner of your workroom and just watch you go at it. I've got an amazing list of projects at hand. And by the way, congratulations on your article for the cherry juice. That was an awesome thing. I learned a lot from that and got my toroids yesterday, and I'm looking forward to building a couple of those on uns. So thank you for everything you do and appreciate it. Nice to hear you this evening, and Happy New Year to you and yours. Kevin, KE8SBW, please go ahead with your transmission and stand by Tom.
Thanks, John. Good to hear from you. Happy New Year. I was disconnected for the last 9 months, and so panic about it. So anyway, that's my big news, and that's why I haven't been available. We've been having a lot of stuff going on at home. So just going to take care of Mom. A couple of robots tonight, and I got one of my kids in the front seat. You want to say hello?
Hello.
Back to that for
KE8SBW, WATCM returning. Thanks, Kevin, and congratulations to you and the whole family. And Daniel, thank you for saying hello to us, and hello back to you. Happy New Year, Daniel. So thank you guys for checking in with us, and we'll look forward to hearing you again soon. And a new child to prep up for ham radio and robots. So it's going to be a lot of work in the years ahead, Kevin, so congratulations. Tom, K8FIK, go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Nicholas.
Tom here, W8FIK, frequency in kilohertz. Want to jump in? I don't get on here often enough and say to everybody's voices. It'll be the only time I'm able to check in, so I just wanted to say hello, and that I'm looking forward to the swap coming up. Looking for a few more radio toys, maybe. Haven't been to one in, I don't know, 10, 15 years, so it'll be cool. Be able to sit there and see all the stuff and have some good coffee. Maybe a donut there too. Other than that, it's good to hear Warwick. I've seen him in about 20 years and wonder what's going on with his radio. And maybe we need to send him a new one. Hi. All right, well, thanks again. Have an awesome day. Thanks for running the net. I really appreciate it. W8FIK. See ya.
Okay, Tom, thanks for checking in with us this evening with us. Yeah, I agree with you on Ward's radio. We'll have to either get it closer to his mouth or maybe turn up the audio gain a little bit. But, yeah, he could be looking for a new radio as well. And the swap should be fun. If you've only been there 10 years ago, you'll probably see some of the very same stuff that was there 10 years ago. Well, who knows? But anyway, look forward to seeing you there as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tom, thanks for checking in with us. Nicholas, KD8NH, you're up, and stand by Brad.
Hello, Net, and thanks a lot, Net Control, for passing it over to me. This is KD8NH, Nicholas here. I'm having a great evening. I'm transmitting out of my new radio setup, same radio shack. I just changed everything to another side of the room, built a custom desk, you know, do what us ham operators do, and play with our toys. Very comfortable ergonomic setup that I have here. I'm looking forward to the swap also. I heard somebody else say they were looking forward to that. I am
I've got a table this year, actually. I'm looking forward to being that part of the swap this year. I've been to a lot of ham swaps in my 10 or 11 years behind the microphone, and it'll be good to be behind a table and just say hi to fellow passersby, maybe sell a few things. I had one question for net control, if they could clear it up. What time is the board meeting tomorrow? When would it be actually taking place? I have time constraints until about 6:30, and then if I'm not going to be interrupting anything, I might stop by. Anyway, enough with my agenda for tomorrow and stuff. I'll turn it back to net control. Wish all the other operators 73s. Look forward to seeing everybody at the swap this year. Let's make it a good year for the club. And thanks a lot for the use of the repeater all the time for the Cherry Land Amateur Radio Club also. This is KD8NH back to net control.
KD8NH, W8TCM. Thanks, Nicholas. Answering your question, tomorrow night's board meeting is at 123 North Royal Drive, and that is at 7 p.m. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. The first order of business is the board meeting, and then after that we go into all other categories and questions and answers and programming radios and things like that. So you're always welcome there, and it looks like 7 o'clock will fit your schedule, so I hope for that. Thanks, Nicholas. Good luck with your radios as well. Your radio tonight sounds awesome. NHJXQ, Brad, go ahead and stand by Paul.
Good evening and Happy New Year to everybody on the net. This is NHJXQ. I got two announcements tonight, both related to scouting. The first one is that a couple of us are going out to help out with the Scout Klondike Derby on Saturday, March 8th, over in Interlaken. And we'll be setting up a couple of HF stations and letting the scouts talk on the air. Hopefully I'll be able to get some contacts in other parts of the country with other scouts who can call in, and we can get scouts talking to scouts. So it's an exciting time right now. I think I've got three stations set up, actually. So it would be my own station. Joe N8CN and Tony KE8STZ will also be there. But it'd be good to have a couple other hams on hand just to help out and work as control operators so us station owners will be able to take a potty break. That's the first item. The second item, guys will probably remember that we talked about having an exploring club started and charted by the Cherryland Club. Right now I have three adults. I need two more adults to volunteer to step up and be a registered member of the organization. And so if you're interested in that, please let me know. We're also looking for like 5 to 10 youth things started. So that's what I got tonight. I'll hang by the repeater for a few minutes after net close if anybody wants to talk about these matters in more detail. This is NHXQ, back to net control.
Okay, Brad, NHXQ, thanks very much for your messages this evening. And if anybody would like to speak with Brad after the show, you can do that about the Klondike Derby on March 8th or the Explorer Club. Both good events, and I'm sure Brad would appreciate your help and your interest. Let's go to NS8V, Paul in Menominee. Paul, go ahead with your transmission. Welcome to the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet, and stand by Mike.
All righty, well, thank you, Net Control. Yep, this is NS8V, Paul. And, yeah, you must have looked me up. Yeah, QTH is actually Menominee, Michigan, but we're here in town in Traverse City. We're just on a little road trip from Menominee there, far corner of the UP, from Green Bay, Wisconsin, so we're a ways from here. Anyways, like I say, we're on a road trip. We just came from Bay City. We stayed a couple nights there. It was a nice town, never been there before, but the main reason we were down that way, we were at the big one. We went to the Lions-Vikings game last night and just had a fantastic time. That was really something to see. You know, I've been a Lions fan all my life, and, well, anybody who knows the Lions, they haven't been very good for many years, and to see the play and that they actually have a chance to win the Super Bowl. That was something. We really had a good time. I'm still a little hoarse from all the hooting and hollering, but you had to be there to see it. We had a great time. We also met up with my nephew. I hadn't seen him in many, many years, and we had a nice dinner with him before he went to the game, so that was pretty cool. And then back up to Bay City, about 100 miles from where the stadium was, but, you know, the rates were good. It took us a little while to get out of Detroit. Consequently, we didn't get to bed until after 3:30, and we were up before 9, so we're kind of tired. We're in our hotel room, and probably when I get done with the net here, I'll probably call it a night. But we decided to come over here to Traverse City. Well, we like the town. We come there. We usually come and visit once or twice a year. I'm originally from Manistee, so I'm familiar with the area. And speaking of which, we are going to meet a friend of mine tomorrow in Frankfurt and probably have dinner with him. I haven't seen him in a while. And Wednesday, we'll head around back to Menominee, and hopefully we'll have a good ride. I don't think they're calling for any really big snows or anything. That's good. And fortunately, we didn't have any big snows on our way down to Bay City a couple days ago. That's the thing with, buying tickets or whatever, you worry the big storm is going to hit. It's like, man, how am I going to get there? Fortunately, that didn't happen. It stayed south. So there you go. Other than that, ham radio stuff, I'm a member of the Whiskey A Compa India Fox Club there in Marinette, Menominee, and I'm the treasurer, and we're voting on officers, and I'll probably keep my position and keep things going. So there you go. That's about all we got. I hope everybody has a great evening. Good meeting everybody, and we'll definitely look forward to saying hi again when we're in town. So everybody have a good evening and happy new year. Back to you, Net Control from NSAP 73. Everybody have a good evening.
Very nice, Paul. Thanks for clearing it up. I was going to ask you what type of antenna you use from the nominee. So it's we have had people check in from the Wisconsin area, but special conditions. But thanks for clearing that up, and welcome to Traverse City. I hope you enjoy your visit here and your breakfast tomorrow in Frankfurt with your friends. And great opportunity to be at the Lions game. I was glued to the TV last night watching it, and it was just a great game. So I can't imagine the thrill and excitement of actually being in the house with the screaming and yelling and all the action. So thanks for sharing that. Glad that you're here. Please feel free to stop by anytime you are in town and give us a shout. So thanks a lot, Paul. NS8V from W8TC. Thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Now let's move over to KE8UZK. Mike, please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Tony.
This is KE8UZK, Mike in Central Lake. Nothing special tonight. I did notice that so far this season we've received about 45 inches of snow here, according to my measurements in the backyard. Fairly well protected from wind, and the snow can just fall straight down. I don't know how that compares to anyone else. KE8UZK, back to the net.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much for joining us this evening from Central Lake, and good signal. Yeah, appreciate you stepping in with us, and we look forward to hearing you again, and good luck with everything, and keep that snow shovel handy. It sounds like you're going to need it. Tony, KE8SBZ, please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, John.
This is KE8SBZ, Tony. Thank you, Scott, for taking the net tonight. Hope everybody's Christmas and New Year's was very pleasant. It was pleasant here. I was glad to make it across the line to try making it through another year. So, let's see what's going on here. Oh, Ward, it was really funny. I still had FL Digi going, and it was really trying hard to translate Ward's transmission there, but Ward, I hope that you get things going there next time you're online, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. You can always tell when winter has started when the garbage can lids freeze and you can't get any garbage in it. So anyway, that's what's sort of the situation today, and
I guess it's going to be another year of challenges. Challenges are always great. I love challenges. Won't be at breakfast tomorrow morning. The battery is dead on the truck again, and there will be a service person out here about breakfast time tomorrow morning, and we'll see if we can get that one figured out. What else is going on? Gosh, I guess that's going to be about it. Before I pass it back to Ned, I'll just leave you with this. The best kind of a roid is a toroid. This is KE8SBZ, back to Ned.
Sometime we'll check in with you on the other kinds of roids. But thanks a lot, Tony. And, you know, maybe if you turn your radio off when you leave the truck, maybe your battery will last longer. I don't know. Don't know. Just checking. Just possibility. So, thanks a lot, Tony. Nice to hear from you. Happy New Year to you and Rose. John, K8VAN, please go ahead with your transmission. We will then be at the bottom of the list. And I'll take a standby for a second. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Scott. This is K8VNA. My name is John, and I'm listening and learning as usual with the Nets, and so I appreciate you having me. The cherry juice was a good read in December issue. Appreciate all the hard work that was put toward that. I can't call them out, all of them, but because of the time here, but the one that stuck out the most was, Scott, your article on the ISS image recovery there. It's pretty interesting stuff there, so I appreciate you sharing that with us. That's pretty much it. I won't be at the board meeting tomorrow. I decided to take my daughter skiing tomorrow night, so that was my only chance I had because Wednesday night she's going to go ski with her friends, so I guess I'm not invited, but so the only chance I got is tomorrow night, so I chose to go skiing instead of the board meeting, but I'll be thinking about you guys, and then I'm interested in the upcoming 2025, what we got going on, and the new swap meet in February has got my attention, so I'm available to volunteer if you guys need any help in that, so keep my name on your thoughts at the board meeting tomorrow, and then just throw something at me if you need help with that, so that's pretty much it. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you taking the net. And have a good night, everybody. Happy New Year, everybody. K8VNA, back to you.
Okay, John, good to hear from you. I don't know, board meeting or skiing, board meeting or skiing, board meeting or skiing. Let me think about it. So enjoy your skiing with Katie, and I hope you guys have a great time, and I'll be doing the same. So have a great time there. Thanks, John, for checking in, and we'll keep you in mind for jobs for the swap. I'm sure they'll be needed. Usually it's set up and tear down, cleaning afterwards to make sure we have to leave the place clean. So this is WATCM with the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club's Monday Evening Social Hour Net. We have reached the bottom of the list. I'd like to take a standby for additional check-ins. If you have not checked in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and would like to do so, this is your time. Please call now. There being no further check-ins at this time, before we close the MeshNet, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments?
Hey, Scott, you got the 2025 club dues are due, so soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. I will clarify that the annual dues for the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club are $24 a year. $2 a month. It's really important for the club. It's that you participate, and all the club memberships begin on January 1. So if it's 2025, your dues are due. You can pay those. If you look at the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club's newsletter, which is the Cherry Juice, it's available at cherrylandarc.com. You can download it there, and there's a form on the back you can fill out and send in with your check. It tells you where to send it to Ward Kuhn and AWK, our treasurer. And thank you for mentioning that. So that's been done as well. 2025 dues are due, and the Cherry Juice newsletter at cherryland.arc.com has the form and the address of where to send everything, and we'll see you there. Otherwise, we can see you at the swap. So with that, hearing no further check-ins and having concluded the questions and answer period, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This Net will meet again next Monday here on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge Net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as Net Control under the club call sign W8TCM. I'll now clear the Net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation, your comments, and all the well wishes. And good evening to all. This is W8TCM, and I'm clear.